702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Right, so what will a state of disaster mean for the fight against load shedding? It will allow government to get more financial resources in a short time frame, but will this help us to actually end load shedding? Matthew Cruz, energy expert from Hom Energy, joining us now. Matthew, good afternoon to you. How can a state of disaster assist government to deal with load shedding?
Hello, thank you for having me on the show. So it can assist the energy crisis, and that it, as rightly mentioned, it can unlock the financial resources that are in reserve for a state of national disaster. So that's number one. So finances, which is a big aspect about what it is that we want to do. It also allows for fast-tracking of solutions to be implemented. So an example is, instead of having car power ships come in and do firing of natural gas on our coast, actually developing further diesel and gas generation capacity within South Africa. So natural gas capacity generation power plants, for instance, can be deployed within 6 months, and putting thousands of megawatts onto the grid within 6 months. And so that's literally possible right now, as an example of a way in which the energy crisis can be diminished through the escalation of certain projects. There are multiple cons there, as when we're talking about the pros of this,
yeah,
that we'd also like to discuss.
So, I mean, are we talking about open-toed shoes and capri pants and bans on garage pies and roast chicken here? I mean, is there a way that government could just abuse a national state of disaster?
So, yeah, unfortunately, that is definitely potential. And kind of, I'm looking at this state of national disaster with pessimism, although there are benefits that will come from it if it is announced, in terms of expedited processes for getting energy generation to the grid. I do look back at the past and look at history for how things will go with this. And looking at the previous national state of disaster during the COVID pandemic, the $500 billion that was released into the country by the anti-government, like, do we know where that money has gone? We heard initially from Cyril that he promised that the money wouldn't be stolen. Then we heard 11 months later that he's going to create a council to determine where the money has gone, because it has been stolen. We still don't know how much money South Africa spent, yeah, on vaccines. So that's an example of, we don't know where the money actually goes when we are in a state of national disaster.
Matthew, thanks for summing that up for us. Matthew Cruz, energy expert at Hom Energy, explaining what a state of disaster would mean for us when it comes to load shedding. The ANC is saying that it does support national state of disaster. It wants the public to get behind it. That is a conversation that is taking place at the cabinet meeting today. So I imagine we're going to get some clarity on that pretty soon. I also am seeing that we are likely to get some clarity on a reshuffle. The president has been under pressure to reshuffle his cabinet. Remember, Fikile Mbalula has effectively resigned. He is now the Secretary General of the ANC, so he's not looking at his transport portfolio. Also, David Mabuza, it seems, has resigned as Deputy President. There's a lot of reshuffling that needs to take place. So hopefully that will happen sooner rather than later. The DA also calling on the president just to talk to us, not to address ANC events, and address the country when it comes to load shedding.